overlooking downtown Phoenix. From the Faith Talk Studios in the Camelback Towers, it's the Dustin Daniels Show, where God, sex, and current events are explored from a Christian perspective. Here's your host, Dustin Daniels.
1-855-5-DUSTIN. That's 1-855-538-7846. You want to drop me a call, ask me a question, you can do that. Drop me an email at DustinDanielsRadio.com. Follow me on Twitter at PurityPastor. And if you're going to be on the website, make sure you check out the new webinar series. It's called The Porn Cycle, Understanding Your Temptation. That is going to start in the next week or so. That is going to be way cool. Way cool. April 6th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm going to be teaching the same material that I teach here in Phoenix. Be teaching for about 30 minutes. The only person that you're going to be able to see is my ugly face. That's why I have a face for radio. But no one else will be able to see you. No one will know that you're on. It's completely anonymous. And the last 30 minutes of the webinar, you get to ask me your personal questions. And questions that completely anonymous, so I'll just read them. I'll read them to the webinar, and I'll answer them verbally. And if we don't get to all the questions, then I will answer them and send out an email with all the questions that I did not answer. So once again, it's the brand new webinar series called The Porn Cycle, Understanding Your Temptation, April 6th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is a weekly webinar, so this is going to be going on every Wednesday night. Check it out. I hope you can join us. Well, I picked up an article from the Washington Examiner, and it's titled Teens, Adults Opting for Porn, It's Less Risky Than Actually Having Sex. And the article states, teens and older adults in America are shifting to virtual sex, choosing pornography, because it's less risky than actually having sex. They don't say what's risky about it. I find that interesting, but it's risky, and I'm guessing that they don't understand that sex is only risky when you are having sex outside the covenant of marriage between one biological man and one biological woman. And I'm guessing that when they're talking about risk, they're talking about the unwanted pregnancy of having sex, or maybe it's the sexually transmitted diseases that people get when you're having sex outside the covenant of marriage. Because God's beautiful design for marriage and sexuality, you don't get sexually transmitted diseases if you're having sex with one person for all of your life. In fact, I forget who it was that we had on the show, but they said this, and it was wonderful, that basically we could get rid of sexually transmitted diseases in one generation if we would just stop having sex, if we would just abstain. Think about that. Unbelievable. The morality question I find interesting on the article. The morality question found that the older the people are, the more immoral they view pornography. But for teens, the article says, it amounts to just a shoulder shrug. So most teens believe, check this out, most teens believe that not recycling your garbage is more of a moral crime than viewing pornography. So parents, let's do this tonight. Ask your teenager how much porn they've been watching and if they think it's a big deal. That'll be a great topic for dinner. Come on. It'll be great, and it'll show you a lot. and you'll be able to come alongside your sons and your daughters and have a real conversation, because they're going to learn about this stuff either at school or they're going to learn about it from Google. My prayer is that they would learn that, that your home would be safe enough that they would want to come to you and ask you anything about sexuality. Susan in Phoenix writes, "Hey, Dustin, what do you think of me sending naked photos of myself to my husband using Snapchat? I do have a concern that this may lead to him using more pornography, though." Well, Susan, let me ask you some questions. I think that might be the better way to go on your question. And that is, why would you do this? I mean, think about it. You are a precious, beautiful daughter of Almighty God. And then what's the benefit to your husband? If are you trying to prevent him from looking at pornography as he travels around the country? Are you trying to prevent him from going to strip clubs, or maybe trying to prevent him from having affairs as he is supposedly working around the country and traveling and doing all those things? Because the first thing that comes to my mind are, once again, the risk that is involved with you doing something like this. Would you want these photos on Facebook or Twitter? I mean, can you imagine the shame that you would bring upon yourself if this photo was screen captured, was broken into, and posted on Facebook? Think of your parents, think of your children, think of your church, think of your employer. Because I think we have a false sense of trusting these social networks. I mean, Susan, do you actually believe that these photos are deleted off Snapchat's servers? Remember a few months ago that we had that big scandal with the adultery website, Ashley Madison? Remember that? And then I don't know if it was a movie star or a TV star, but something happened to where this woman, I believe it was Snapchat, and she did the same exact thing, and the boyfriend posted it somewhere, and it was a big to-do. And then I would have concerns for your children, if you've got children, Susan, because you're setting the example, right? Do you want them sending nude photos of themselves to their boyfriends? And by the way, 69% of girls, they've received some type of sexting message. And even more scary, more than half have sent one. So more than 51% of girls under the age of 18 have sent a sexting message to someone. That scares me. What do you think, fathers? Listen up, man. There's a good chance that your daughter has sent a nude photo of herself to her knucklehead boyfriend. And here's the other thing, Susan. How's your husband looking at a nude photo of you any different than him looking at a nude photo of someone else? Because you're married, yeah, you know, and you know, the marriage bed is to be remain undefiled. I get that. We can get to that here in a second. But from a very practical standpoint, aren't you teaching him that you are simply an object for his own pleasure at that moment? I would say that you're being used, and you're being used as a toy. Do you think your husband will stop looking at nude photos after you've enticed him with a tease of yourself in this 5 to 7 second photo that with Snapchat? Because I would suggest that this would be lighting the fuse really of an uncontrollable lust that will burn your marriage down. Because at the end of the day, you mentioned that your husband has already been involved in pornography. So that means that your husband doesn't have the self-control to not only look at one nude photo of you and then stop. You don't understand the power of lust. And think about this. If he's alone traveling in a hotel room and nobody knows him, he doesn't know anybody, he's gonna go somewhere to get this desire met. And then you're nowhere to be found. We're going to talk more about Susan's question. Should I be using Snapchat to send nude photos of myself to my husband? More on that after we return. You're listening to the Dustin Daniels Show.
Do you want to know more about the Bible? If you teach a Bible study and want to be more effective, or you just want to learn for your own personal discipleship, then the Certificate of Bible Teaching Program may be for you. Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, one of the 10 largest seminaries in the world, offers classes in North Phoenix designed to give students greater insight into the content and message of the Bible. Students also learn ways of presenting the Bible more effectively in Bible studies, Sunday school, home groups, or personal discipleship. In North Phoenix, classes meet at I-17 and Cactus Road. Other certificate, diploma, and degree programs are available in North Phoenix and in Scottsdale at the seminary's Arizona campus, located on Hayden Road. Call today for more information, 480-941-1993. That's area code 480-941-1993. Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, shaping leaders who expand God's kingdom around the world.
Hi, I'm Sharon James, the author of Praying for Your Husband from Head to Toe, and you're listening to the Dustin Daniels Show.
Thank you, Sharon. This is the Dustin Daniels Show. We talk about God, sex, and current events. And this is a radio outreach ministry of Seven Places, and we're on the air because of your financial support. If you would like to join us, if you've enjoyed the materials and the subject matter that we talk about on the show, please consider $1 a day, $30 per month, to become a Purity Partner. And you can do that at DustinDanielsRadio.com, and you can also text Seven Places at 77977. Well, I am answering a question from Sharon in Phoenix. She wants to know if I think it's a good idea to use Snapchat to send naked photos of herself to her husband when he travels. And I'm basically just asking Sharon more questions. And, you know, the more I think about this, I actually think that your husband has gone to the next level of depravity with his sexual sin, because he's moved from women that he doesn't know to fulfill his lust, and now to fulfill his lust, but now he's asking you, his own wife. And Susan, I got to tell you, this is emotional abuse. I mean, when you send that photo of yourself, you are not his wife in that moment. You're simply an object being used to satisfy your husband's lust. But the big question is here is what does God say about this? What is the biblical perspective of marriage? So let me read for you Ephesians 5. The Apostle Paul writes, "Be careful how you live, and don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise." So is this a foolish thing to do, or is this a wise thing to do? "Make the most out of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do." Susan, does the Lord want you to do this? Verse 18, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Is doing this Snapchat photo thing being filled with the Holy Spirit. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves. That means worship the Lord throughout the day, making music to the Lord in your hearts and giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That verse gets so misquoted, I want to scream. Husbands, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So if you expect your wife to submit to you, then we need to back up and ask, are you submitting to Christ? And Susan, I would say that if your husband is asking you to do this, he needs to get on his face in front of Almighty God and ask if he wants you, his daughter, to do this. Verse 22, for wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of the wife as Christ is head of the church. Once again, the husband submits to Christ. Therefore, the wife can now submit to her husband. Jesus is the Savior of his body, the church. And as the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to everything, to your husbands in everything. Verse 25, for husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Is this a loving act? Is this a loving thing for you to do? Is this something that Jesus Christ would want you to do for your husband? I think we need to understand what love is. Love is patient. This is 1 Corinthians 13. It's patient. It's waiting to be in your physical presence before we become emotional. See, lust says, I got to have it now. And I think this Snapchat thing is instant gratification that will only lead to further problems. See, Jesus gave up his life for the church to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. So my question is sending nude photos to your husband, is that making you holy and clean? Are you being washed? Are you being cleansed of God's word? Or are we being deceived? Are we being deceived by our husband? Are we being deceived by the demonic? Because verse 27, Jesus did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. So the question is this act, is this Snapchat photo thing, is this putting a blemish on our marriage? Instead, she's supposed to be holy and without fault. Holy means being set apart from the world. This to me sounds like something that the world would do. In verse 28, in the same ways, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it just as Christ cares for the church. And we are members of his body. And as the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. The two are united into one. And see, here's the beauty about marriage. The Apostle Paul writes, this is a great mystery, but it's an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. See, Susan, your marriage is a small M marriage. Small M. Christ and the church, that is a capital M marriage. Meaning that your marriage, it reflects the beauty and the glory of Jesus Christ loving his church. And so is this something that would make Jesus proud? Is this something that we would actually do for him? Now think about this. And this is a question that we can raise with any question here on Earth. Is this activity, this Snapchat nude photo thing activity, this thing, is it something that we as the church are doing for Jesus Christ as the groom? If I'm not going to do that for Jesus Christ, why am I going to do that for my husband? Because we really have to understand what love is. Love is patient and kind. See, lust is not. Lust says, I've got to have it right now. Love is kind. This is not kind. This is abuse. Are you going to feel more holy doing this, or are you going to feel used and abused and dirty? See, love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. See, lust, on the other hand, is jealous. Lust is boastful. Lust is proud and it is rude. So think about, if you're doing this for the sole purpose, for him to only look at you in trying to keep him away from pornography and not trusting in the Lord God Almighty for him. By the way, you can't do that. You just can't do it. Only God will change his heart. See, love doesn't demand its own way. And this really sounds to me like your husband is demanding his own way, or maybe you're trying to force some things to get some more attention. Love is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrong, of being wronged. And it doesn't rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful, and it endures through every single circumstance. And if love endures through every single circumstance, if it is hopeful, then I would suggest to you, Susan, for you guys to have a conversation. Because at the end of the day, this is not about sex. This is about intimacy between you two. This emotional intimacy that we're trying to strive for in a very physical way. And if we keep striving for this in a very physical way, we're just not going to get there. It's not going to happen. And depending on how long you were married, depending on how long your husband has walked with the Lord, the Apostle Paul finishes 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11. He says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, and I thought and I reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away all of these childish things. And I think it's time for your husband to get real with the habitual sin in his life and not get you involved and start treating you like the beautiful daughter of Almighty God that you are. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power, and you have God's power in you. And it comes through the very name and shed blood of Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Dustin Daniels Show.
The Dustin Daniels Radio Show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering counseling advice for your personal situation. If you need further help, we encourage you to seek the services of a Christ-based counseling professional. For more information on the radio show, visit DustinDanielsRadio.com.